Weapons of Mass Distraction, an independent commentary by Mark Taylor Canfield. This week, no accountability for the Bush administration. We begin with a disturbing tale of U.S. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi. The Democratic congressional leader was asked on The View why she'd blocked all attempts to pursue impeachment proceedings against President Bush and Vice President Cheney. After giving what's got to qualify as one of the most convoluted and distracting responses in the history of politics, she still managed to avoid addressing the issue. Instead, Speaker Pelosi rambled endlessly about the Democratic Party's priorities, listing at least a dozen different legislative programs, including health care, mortgage assistance for homeowners, education, etc., etc., etc. Fortunately, Pelosi's professional attempts at obfuscation failed miserably. When the former First Lady of the U.S. news media, Barbara Walters, insisted on pressing Pelosi on the impeachment issue, she finally acquiesced to their demands and gave a fairly frank and totally unconvincing explanation for her lack of interest in the subject. She told the panel that since the Democrats had so many important priorities to pursue on behalf of the people, it would be unwise to alienate the president, whose support they would need to pass vital legislation. She indicated that the Democrats in Congress would need his signature on various bills, and therefore, it would prove impractical to annoy George W. Bush too much. To many, her timid declaration sounded a lot like a scared rabbit confronting a hungry wolf. Pelosi went on in her usual inimitable prattle about the importance of bipartisanship in pursuit of the Democratic Party's legislative agenda. Her responses were ridiculous enough to make the average journalist lose their supper right there. Have you ever wanted to throw a shoe at the television set? I will not belabor the situation by citing conspiracy theories about how the Bush administration and the Democrats in Congress have made a secret deal. I'll leave that up to the listener's imagination. But any idealistic hopes of justice in our land seem to be bashed against the rocks of apathy and corruption at this moment in our history. What will history say about a generation so dependent upon mass corporate media and on mass corporate-owned political candidates that they are willing to value power and glory over justice and wisdom? Part 2. Congressman Kucinich Fights Back. After this TV program with Nancy Pelosi was aired, Congressman Dennis Kucinich appeared on Democracy Now!, and he was asked to respond to her inane diatribe. It was clear that he was not going to, quote, go along to get along, unquote, when it comes to Pelosi's lack of leadership on impeachment proceedings. Kucinich has actually managed to get a hearing on the issue, despite heavy resistance on the part of the majority of Democrats in the U.S. Congress. He seemed highly amused by Pelosi's statement when she said, "If anyone has evidence that the administration broke the law, I'd like to take a look at it." Kucinich, in his sarcastic manner on Democracy Now!, told the audience, "If Pelosi is interested in seeing the evidence that the Bush administration has violated the law, I invite her to read my articles of impeachment, which I presented to the U.S. Congress." Congressman Kucinich added that since he's now heard her make this statement on a television program, he expects to meet with Ms. Pelosi to discuss the matter and to present the evidence in person. This little bit of political drama highlights the difficulty facing our nation in the year 2008. While our leaders hide inside their ivory towers and bureaucratic regimes, the people are truly suffering, from unemployment, a devalued currency, bank and home loan foreclosures, and a renewed sense of urgency for change that must be addressed. Ineffectual leaders are blocking any chance of a new, more progressive agenda in the United States. If they can't acknowledge the needs of the population at this point, then what hope do we have of reforming the government? By ignoring the crimes of the past, they are assuring that more violations of the law will be committed by overzealous and corrupt federal officials during the next series of executive administrations. So the question remains, what do we tell the youth, our children, when they say, "Why should I pay attention to the Congress or the President? They're all liars." And what is to be our response? When the government lacks accountability, how can anyone expect the populace to give a damn about law and order, fairness, or compassion? The example starts at the very top. when George W. Bush and his oil war minions rule the planet in our name, what precedent does that set for us in our nation? Are we now bound to fall into the age-old trap of overextended, unpopular empire building? Well, the blood sacrifices continue in Iraq, Afghanistan, and other places around the world. With virtual colonies in insurrection around the globe, domestic priorities become impractical. An overstretched and overreaching military, and a restless population experiencing economic collapse at home, are signs of a falling empire. So when will the U.S. wake up from its right-wing hypnotic trance and begin to see the world again as an equal partner? People all over the globe are waiting. This is Mark Taylor Canfield.